This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. More drama. That's the way I would characterize the actions in the House this week in Washington. On the very day that President Trump reversed course on his tariff policies, sending the markets into orbit, the House failed to move the big, beautiful bill. We call it the budget resolution here in the House. Yeah, on Wednesday, with markets celebrating the pause on tariffs, Speaker Mike Johnson brought the budget resolution to the floor of the House with high hopes of passing the president's tax package sooner than later. But after a 70-minute delay during the vote on Wednesday night, while Johnson huddled with about 15 againers, the decision was made to pull the bill, go get some sleep, with hopes of bringing it up again on Thursday with a better outcome. That proved to be a wise move. Either late Wednesday or early Thursday, the Speaker linked the againers up with the Majority Leader in the Senate, John Thune, and they got verbal assurances, with emphasis on the word verbal, that the Senate would work toward finding $1.5 trillion in savings to help finance the Trump tax cuts. So back to the floor we went, and magically, the votes were there. Pass the sausage, please. The House voted 216 to 214 to move the resolution. Two Republicans voted in opposition. And now the committees of jurisdiction will begin to mark up the legislation that will actually move to put pen to paper on just how much we cut and where. The reason there was so much opposition to the resolution is because in the House-passed budget resolution, we called for $1.5 trillion in cuts or savings. That's a floor. Got to have at least that much. Some of the holdouts wanted more, but the House bill said $1.5 trillion. But once it got to the Senate, they amended it and established a floor of just $4 billion, that's with a B, in savings. It was implied they'd do more, but to meet the requirements of reconciliation, they left it at just $4 billion. You don't have to be really good in math or logic to figure out the rub here. The House creates savings of $1.5 trillion, the Senate just $4 billion. But with the verbal assurance that the Senate will move toward the House number in savings, the resolution found its way out of the House. Now it's back home to our districts, the traditional Easter recess, before coming back later in the month and starting to put the pen to paper. I don't have a crystal ball. What I do have is nearly 15 years of experience, witness to the upper chamber rolling the House. Sadly, I predict that will happen again. I don't personally see a path for the Senate to find $1.5 trillion in savings. It's just not in their DNA. And when the actual cuts are known, there will be plenty of pressure to limit the savings while extending the tax cuts. If you ever wanted to know how a nation incurs $36 trillion in debt and a $2 trillion annual deficit, well, this is how. Congress has some tough decisions to make. The fiscal trajectory we are on is certainly not sustainable. Maybe I will be pleasantly surprised with the final outcome, but having grown up in Missouri, the show-me state, well, they'll just have to show me that they have the will. So the hard work of reconciliation is now underway. In the next few weeks, we'll find out just how serious Congress is on solving the issues of our balance sheet. In the meantime, on April 20th, we'll celebrate a risen Lord, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the greatest sacrifice of all time, his death on the cross to save humankind from its sins. We're all sinners, all saved by grace. My prayer is your faith is strengthened through the resurrection of Jesus and the promise of eternal salvation. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.